It's Lake Effect on Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Mitch Tyke. August 11th, several Milwaukee rock bands will get together and play a shared bill concert at Turner Hall. It's not the first time there have been multiple acts taking the stage there, of course, but it will undoubtedly be the first time all of the songs played will have come together in a week. It is the culminating experience of Girls Rock Milwaukee, the city's first girls rock camp, slated for August 5th through the 9th. And it's the invention of Valerie Lux and Ashley Smith, who are with us for an opening act. Thanks for being here.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
Is this about rock and roll? Is it about being a girl, or is there something bigger at work?
I think it's about both. Rock Camp was originally founded in 2001 in Portland, Oregon, by a group of women out there. And the original intention behind the camp was to introduce music to girls in a way that would broaden it for women. There's so many women who are into music out there, but they're not represented well in bands. They're often the bass player, they're often the vocalist, and that's kind of where it stops. You know, there aren't a lot of women drummers out there. So they wanted to show girls that they could be anything, really, in rock. So they created the space for them to be there. There's also the second sort of point to Girls Rock, which is creating a open space for girls to be creative without judgment. So that's kind of our intention as well.
Well, and as you say, the Girls Rock Camp phenomenon has been around for a dozen years now. Do you see, is there going to be something distinctive about the stamp that you will put on this concept?
I think in time it will.
Right.
This is our first year of camp. We have been very, very lucky to have the other camps around the country give us lots of input and insight on what they've been doing, for some of them for many years. So right now we're using a lot of their input as our foundations. And as we grow and get bigger, I think it will definitely take on a uniquely Milwaukee.
We'll find our voice.
Exactly.
Why did you want to do it here?
Because Milwaukee didn't have one. I actually wanted to volunteer with Chicago Girls Rock for many years. And this year, I think I just was thinking about signing up for it. And it dawned on me that Milwaukee just didn't have the camp. So I asked Ashley, who is a rock and roller in her own right, if she would help me.
Oh, thanks,
Val. If she would start the camp with me. So we decided to do it here.
Now, Ashley, you got to be a rock and roller without having gone to Girls Rock Camp, or did you at some point?
I have never attended a Girls Rock Camp.
How did it work for you to get where you have gone, and also why did you want to do this?
I started off going to a lot of basement shows in my late high school years and started seeing other women in bands and thought to myself that I wanted to do that. So I joined a few bands here and there over the course of the last 10 years. Had I had an opportunity like Girls Rock, maybe I would have been introduced to a lot of other music at an earlier age and got my start a little bit earlier.
Well, and I feel like we're talking about the camp without talking about the camp itself, the experience of the camp. Give us a sense for what that experience is going to be like for how many campers are you going to have?
We have 32 campers this year. Hopefully next year we'll have more, but we wanted to start smaller the first round. They're going to come to camp, and on the first day of camp, they're going to be divided into 8 bands. So 4 members of each band. They'll play guitar, bass, drums, and there'll be a vocalist. So the girls, before they've come to camp, have already picked their instruments, what they want to be in the band. So we'll put them together, and then they will spend the week writing one song, one original song. And they will have band coaches that help them through that. They'll do some workshops during the week around women in rock history. We're going to do a couple of other workshops that are more around empowerment and assertiveness and some of the, you know, addressing like women in media, some of those concepts. And then at the end of the week, their bands are going to play a rock show with their songs that they wrote.
At Turner Hall.
At Turner Hall.
How does it work with such a broad age range? I imagine that teenagers bring something different to the table musically than, say, an 8-year-old does.
Yeah. Well, we've got the age ranges 8 to 16. We're going to break the girls up 2 different ways. Age being the number one, but then musical ability. Because we've got some girls that have applied to camp that have far more music experience than, say, some of the 14-year-olds that are coming. So we'll be looking at those 2 pieces.
Well, and who are the kinds of people that you have guiding the kids through this?
It's all volunteer-based, people who are teachers, nurses, people who are – women who are just in bands who want to support the cause. We have a great group of people with broad experience and broad attributes to bring to the table.
Women and men.
Women and men.
Well, and at this stage, you say you're still looking for volunteers to fill out the roster?
We still need a little bit of help for camp week. Camp is Monday through Friday, so we still need people to come and just be floaters at camp to help us move equipment around. We're still looking for people who might be interested in doing some instrument instruction. We still need assistance with the band coaches. Each of the bands are assigned a coach that works with them through the entire week, helps them write their song, helps them create their band identity. Each band has a coach, but the coaches need an assistant still. So we're still looking for some help there, too.
We also need some donations of gear. So if anyone out there has a bass just lying around or, you know, a practice amp, we could use that sort of thing as well.
Yeah, and we would be happy to borrow it and return
it.
You know, you mentioned messages that the media sends out, and there are bands out there that are very much directed specifically at adolescent girls. And I wonder whether an experience like this is as much about expanding kids' musical horizons, whether or not they go on to be in a band themselves years down the road.
Definitely.
Absolutely.
If I would have had an experience like this, I think at age 12, I think that my musical life would be a lot different. It took me a while to find the underground or the more feminist approach to music. I was very much into pop music for a long time, and there's nothing wrong with pop music. But I think it's important to have for anyone to have a well-rounded idea of what's out there musically.
Yeah, I think it's just about presenting girls with a different image. Not that, you know, not that there's anything wrong with any one image in particular, but the media does tend to present one side of an image of women often. And we would like to present another side of it.
Well, and I wonder, do you think the kids were going to get some of those other messages, the empowerment and self-esteem and such, just from the experience of what they're doing?
Definitely.
I think
just the act of getting together and collaborating with four girls that you don't know, creating something, and then standing up on a stage and in front of hundreds of people and presenting what you've created is empowering in and of itself. And just having people there to listen to you and judge you not on necessarily how you look or how good you are, but that you've created this one thing is just something they can take and apply in many parts of their lives.
Kind of is amazing to think of the blank slate that exists before this starts and what will come out of it at the other end.
It's kind of terrifying.
Yes.
I'm so excited, though. Ashley and I have already said we're probably going to bawl and cry the whole time the showcase is going because we'll be so proud of these girls. Because I think it takes a lot of bravery for them to do this. And these are 12, 13-year-old girls that are going to get up there and pour their hearts out on stage. I think it's pretty great.
Are they going to walk out the door with a recording of this, too?
Yeah, and a video. We've got a couple volunteers that are recording it for us to put together CDs and then a video as well.
Well, outstanding. Valerie, Ashley, thank you so much and best of luck with this and come back and see us again.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Ashley Smith and Valerie Lux are the co-founders of Girls Rock Milwaukee, a camp for 8 to 16-year-old girls running at the beginning of August at the Zelazo Center at UWM. The session is filled to capacity, but you can learn how to attend the concert at Turner Hall from a link at wuwm.com/lakeeffect. Keep listening. Chef and Lake Effect contributor Michael Fecker has some thoughts on a summer of food when we return on Milwaukee Public Radio.